You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, Sol and Liam from Parkdale. How are we doing?
Woo!
Hey,
we're doing pretty good, I think.
Doing all right.
They think. I like.
Still figuring out how I'm doing.
Yeah. I joined the chat with them before and they were like, to be honest, we've just woken up. And I was like, you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Really falling headfirst into the rockstar lifestyle, the 2023 smoke-free rock quest winners. You've just released your brand new track. For anybody who may not know who Parkdale is, give us a rundown. Who, what, when, where, why, how?
Oh, all right. So straight up, we're a four-piece indie rock band based out of Auckland, and that's probably all I can think of, honestly. Like, we're just four teenagers who make music,
and
we somehow got into all of this.
Yeah, it started off with our drummer. Our drummer was the catalyst of the band, if you will. He, like, pun unintended, since his name is Will. But anyways, he wanted to start a band in, like, year 10. And I knew him from intermediate, and he knew that I could sing and I could play guitar. So he asked me to join the band, and that band was called Winter's Bloom. We eventually changed it to Parkdale, which was like the road we practiced on. And we found Emma at a gig, and she was playing guitar, and we thought she would be amazing on bass. And then we went to another gig, and we saw Liam on bass, and we thought he would be amazing on guitar. And so we put him on guitar. That's what happened, and then RockQuest happened, and then we won, and we've been doing gigs since then, recording and all that, and yeah, so it's a long process. That's over the course of like 3.5 years or something.
That's insane. I can't tell, firstly, I have to address that, I can't tell if that's a compliment or a roast, like seeing somebody on bass and be like, guitar.
Guitar. Somebody on guitar. You'd be better on guitar.
Maybe bass.
You had to be there. If you were there, you would know that, oh yeah. This guy is meant to be on guitar.
Yeah, the context is key, I think.
Yeah, we already knew each other before.
Yeah. They like knew me as a guitarist, and then they saw me on bass. They're like, "You're kind of cool." It was like only like that point. It was sort of like triggered something, like a little neuron.
Mm.
Hey, now, yeah. I'm not trying to start any beef within the band. I'll say that much for free. Okay, you are all.
I don't think that's
all clearly exactly where you're supposed to be, taking out the Rock Quest win. I feel like Rock Quest is just such a platform. It has become such a massive platform,
it's
especially
crazy
for up-and-coming bands. Like, I think back to when I was in high school, I saw people win Rock Quest, and I was like, whoa, that was really sick. But since becoming part of the industry, Rock Quest, it holds a huge amount of weight for local promoters. How did that win for you last year feel?
Yeah.
I don't think we could believe it to begin
with.
Yeah,
we really couldn't believe it. There's, like, photos of us, like, all, like, just kind of, like, with our mouths open and just kind of, like, just not really knowing what to say.
Yeah, because we like spent the whole like national final weekend like chatting to the bands, trying to get to know them. We had like a few jams of people down like below the stage kind of thing, which is really cool. And so we just like weren't even thinking about like winning or anything. We thought like, oh, if we could get like maybe like the best song award, that'd be really sick.
Yeah,
and then we did, and we were like, hey,
yo.
And then we announced us as the winners, and it like took us by surprise almost.
Yeah, it was really surprising for us. And because there's just so many amazing bands, like, honestly, just, like, it was such tough competition, just really, really impressive bands, and we got to know a lot of them, and we even became friends with a lot of them. Flynn Adamson, one of the solo duo participants, he's become, like, a solid follower of ours, and he's even staying on my couch tomorrow while he performs. And yeah, I did tell him this. He's like staying on my couch tomorrow for his gig here, and I'm gonna go out for a drink
here?
yeah I'm gonna go out for a drink with him. So
you don't actually tell me that gig, you didn't tell me about that.
Like yeah,
it's like, I got plans tonight, like, yeah. or is it tomorrow night?
I don't really remember when it is. I just know that he's coming over tomorrow.
Hey,
we are having a good time. So good for the connections. So good for the platforming. And hey, speaking of platforming, Hesitate, your brand new single. It is not your first single ever, but it is the first release since taking out the Rock Quest win. listening to the track, I think that it has that classic textbook alternative feel to it, you know? It's got Arctic Monkeys type feel, Inhaler type feel, reminded me a lot of them when I was listening to it. Tell us a little bit about this single.
Ooh, so like as a songwriter I have to take it away.
It's your job.
But I wrote this song in my car while being bored of like another song that I was recording for myself, and it was just, I was getting bored of the song I was recording and I was like, let me just make something new. And so I made like the first half of Hesitate. And then I brought it into band and we worked on it for like maybe like a month or two. And like even when we won RockQuest, we weren't even finished with the song yet. Like we had no idea where it was going yet.
Yeah, I think we had like a 3.5 minute demo that was still like needed to be fleshed out heaps. It was one of those songs we just sort of chipped away at it like every now and then for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'd look at it 1 week and be like, okay, let's do this. And then we'd come back 2 weeks later and be like,
that sounded bad. Let's do it again. And so we did it like multiple times. And then eventually RockQuest was like, which song do you want to record? And they insisted that we do Serenade or Deep End, which were the two songs we performed at RockQuest. But we were just like, well, actually, we just finished. We just made this other song. We'd really love to do it. And luckily, they're very open people. And they were like, Of course, you do that.
I feel like that was a good move.
It was a really good. I felt like it was a good move on my part.
I think it's one of those songs that like the really, like sort of experience and production quality that you got with the RockQuest recordings, like it really helped like flesh that song out.
Yeah, recording it was incredible. Working with Chris Mack and Noema, the most incredible people I've ever seen in a studio before.
Those 2 days of recording it was so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun, and they're just huge characters, especially Chris. Huge character, such a cat. He went to get like a haircut midway through us recording.
Respect.
And he came back and like it was no different to how he left. It was really confusing.
But oh like, my gosh, you guys were on the roaster jumps this morning, eh? Blasted everyone.
We love Chris and we love Noema. Just recording that song was a whole experience in itself. Hesitate is actually one of the first songs where this guy is like fully on it, because he's so new in the band that it's actually the first song where it's all recorded as a four-piece. The previous two, our debut single came out when we were a duo.
And then
our second single came out when we were a trio. And then our third single has just so happened to come out as a...
I don't even want to know how difficult band meetings are going to be to organize with 12 members for a single.
Oh my god.
Just wait till the album.
Yeah. Oh, a whole album? No.
Gonna be having like a whole orchestra by the end of it. I think that recording Hesitate was such a great decision. And I don't know if you're familiar, but we have a little thing here at Radio 1 called the Top 11 Countdown. And Hesitate from Parkdale has been on the last 2 weeks. Just played it just before for the lovely listeners here of Radio 1. Started off as one of our hit picks. Absolutely loving it. Absolutely loving it. What else is coming up for Parkdale in the near future?
That's so cool to hear.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. writing a lot of songs at the moment. On my part, I'm writing a lot. I want to release, like, I want to try and get, like, an EP going and stuff. And so I'm writing a lot and editing a lot of songs and stuff.
Yeah, I think big goal for the year as well is just to get all of our existing, like, originals that we've finished out, like...
Mm.
We don't actually exactly have a full release plan for that yet, but definitely that's a goal of ours, because we've got some songs that we really would like to release to the world, and we're still working on that.
Yeah, I would love to do a live thing. We've been thinking about this live thing for ages, like this live EP thing, and we wanted to call it like Live from the Living Room or something, because we just want to record it in Will's grandma's living room.
Cute. Shout out to Nan.
That's a cool idea that we haven't fully fleshed out yet, but we would love to do that.
Yeah, no, shout out to RockQuest, though, because a lot of the equipment that enables us to do that we bought using the money that we got from winning, which was just sick.
Oh, legendary. Yeah. Hey, Love your work. Where can people keep up with Parkdale?
You can listen to our music at Parkdale on Spotify, not the one with the black profile. The one
That's three dudes from Sweden with the same band name as us.
Three dudes from Sweden have the same band name, and they're like actually older than us, but we had no idea about the band.
Whoopsies.
But you can find us on Instagram at parkdale.band, and you can find us on TikTok at just parkdaleband.
Nailed it.
Yoohoo! Wow. Hey, great stuff, guys. So stoked to catch you very early on in your career. Don't forget us when you blow up, would you? Please.
We won't. We'll come back. We'll come back.
Legends. Hey.
We'll always be back.
Thanks for your time. Legends.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Liam and Sol from Parkdale. Young crew, absolutely eating it up at the moment. Keep up, all right? I'm telling you now, keep an eye on these peeps, all right? Here is Parkdale with Hesitate. You'll recognise it from our top 11 countdown. 10:14, Late Breakfast with Candace. Keep it locked. Does the back of your head hurt?
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.